Yeah.
Welcome to Views from Stadium Boulevard. I'm Hannah Harshey.
And I'm Harley Johnson.
And how are you, Harley?
I'm doing good. How have you been since the cold started?
Pretty good. We're chilling here in the polar vortex. We're recording with, like, blankets and hot chocolate and, like, hats and scarves. So a little bit of overkill considering we're indoors, but we're good.
I don't think there's any heat in your basement right now.
No, I don't think there is either. So, great. Yeah, we have a lot to talk about today, starting with our Indiana game that we – well, wasn't us personally, but
our Indiana, yes.
Michigan basketball crushed last Friday.
So last Friday, really?
Yeah. So, like, almost a week ago now.
Whoa.
What were your thoughts on that game?
I didn't really see a whole lot of it, but from what I did see, Indiana could not – get a shot to drop at all. And I was like, I totally understand how you feel right now. I've seen the Michigan Wolverines do that constantly. But I was just really glad that we weren't also doing the same thing, because I feel like that game could have been so much worse if it was both of us
Yeah.
just struggling from all over the floor.
That would not have been fun to watch. Yeah, I didn't get to watch a whole lot of it either, but I got a Bleacher Report notification in like 18 minutes, and that was like, can someone check on Indiana? Michigan, there was like 18-0 at that point. And at that point, I was like, yeah, I trust our guys. We're out there vibing. Love to see that.
That's a good point. Our defense looked really good, too.
Yeah, they tend to.
You're right. So, thank you, Charles Matthews, for that.
And then yesterday, the day before yesterday, on Tuesday.
We really don't know what day it is anymore, because
we don't have a structure. Yeah.
We don't have a schedule, and we've been trapped indoors.
No, that's real. I went to bed at like 8 p.m. last night because I didn't
Sunday.
Know what time it was.
When I came down to like drive here, I was like, oh, today's Sunday. It's going to be free parking. And I was like, oh, shoot. It's Thursday.
Wait, but was there not free parking?
Thursday.
I know, but I feel like they would, like, the parking structure people are gone. They're not. They're working.
I didn't park in the parking structure. I just parked outside your house.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Rather your apartment, I guess.
But yeah. So anyway, there was the – so on Tuesday at like – I think like 3 p.m., we all got emails that school, like the university, was basically like shutting down from midnight that night to – 9 a.m. on Monday, but the basketball game was 9 p.m. on Tuesday, so Chrysler was still open, so the basketball game was still able to go on. Mm-hmm. And I personally tried to sell my ticket, because I was like, there's no way I'm walking to Chrysler in that cold, let alone like waiting for a commuter south to try to get me down to Chrysler. And then John Beilein tweeted, like, he's like, please still come, we'll keep you warm, or something like that. It wasn't that depressing, but I felt really bad. I was gonna like send a personal apology to John Beilein that I wasn't at the game, but apparently people showed up. Like, it looked pretty hype in Chrysler.
Well, like, they let people in early. Like, Maze Rage was in probably around like 7.
Okay.
So, because I think, like, UMich Athletics was like, yeah, we're going to let you guys in early so no one's waiting outside, which, like, of course.
Thank you.
I mean, I personally didn't go. I was completely content with watching it on my couch.
Yeah, but I can be better than listening to Dan Dockage announce the game
for
you.
I totally – never mind. I wish I was there.
But anyway, so it was mega cold out, and we didn't have school, but we still had basketball the next day. I saw a tweet. Some guy was like, yeah, Maze Rage was a lot more hype because I was going to be doing my calc homework in the student section, but I didn't have to because we didn't have school the next day. So shout out Mark Schlissel. I think that he's the reason we
won.
He was.
I like, saw him like multiple times, like in the crowd. Yeah.
Huh. Cool.
So like, even he was like, I'm gonna go to the basketball game because there's no school tomorrow.
It was a fun game to watch at first. So like the first 10 minutes, I don't know, not 10 minutes. It felt like 10 minutes. It wasn't on ESPN yet because the game before it was still going on. I think that was UVA.
NC State.
Yeah.
So went into overtime.
Yeah. So we had to watch it in Spanish. At least, did you have to watch it in Spanish?
I was just, like, refreshing the ESPN app constantly.
Okay. Yeah.
Just, like, GameCast.
In that, like, from what I saw on Twitter and everything, it wasn't going well. Jordan Poole's shots just weren't falling. But then as soon as it went on ESPN, for some reason, we vibed from there on out pretty much. So thank you, Dan Dogage.
Okay, I'm confused because I also watched last year's Ohio State game from last year right after this one. Were we like, did we have to overcome a deficit at any point? I can't remember because we did last year. And I can't remember if we had to do that.
This year?
Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah, so when I started watching, it was a deficit, not a huge one, but I think it was like 16-10 or something like that.
Okay, I can't remember.
Yeah, we did have to overcome a deficit. Honestly, what else are you going to do on a snow day? So I watched G League games, which is what I did.
I also rewatched the Villanova game from this year. Not the national championship, the one from like...
From this year.
October, whatever it was.
Yeah.
It was way more fun.
Do you want to talk about Xavier Simpson?
I love talking about Xavier Simpson.
All right, what do you want to say about him?
Okay, so I know everyone was, like, super, like, into, like, talking about, like, obviously he got a triple-double. He's, like, the sixth one in Michigan basketball, like, history. The last one was DeWalt in 2015. And I just loved all the attention and recognition that he got because Xavier Simpson is my favorite player on the team. And just the way he leads them all and how they all, like, bounce off of however he's running the team and the way he, like, reads the floor is I don't know how to describe it. I don't know at all. And his hook shot is my favorite thing in the whole wide world. And I'm so glad that everyone else got a chance to see it at like 10 p.m. on a Tuesday. And oh, it was just so great to like read all of the articles afterwards about him. And I've been talking about Xavier Simpson for months. So
yeah,
this it was just, oh, it was beautiful. Cherry on top of ice cream.
It's also fun, like you see the like Cassius Winston Xavier Simpson debate, which I like, whatever, we'll solve that soon enough. But like when it comes down to that, you realize that like Michigan's team doesn't exist without Xavier Simpson, and that's not really something that you can like look at stats and like, oh, like Cassius Winston has like this stat, and like Xavier Simpson, all he has is a triple double. Like I don't know, whatever you want to say to solve that debate, there are like so many intangibles, and in that like Xavier Simpson like is the University of Michigan right now, and this team does not exist without him.
Yeah, and the way he carries himself, because like, he's a junior, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the way he carries himself, he looks like a senior or like a fifth-year senior. Like, he just carries himself so differently, and that's obviously, like, why, like, he's one of the captains this mm-hmm. year. Just the way – I don't even know how to talk about him because I just want to gush all day.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't have anything else to add to that.
I mean, he's not one of those, like, flashy players that people always talk about, but that's why I'm taking my one-man crusade so everyone knows about Xavier Simpson.
Well, people are talking about him now, but, yeah, up until recently they weren't.
But I will continue to do so, even when he, like, fades away into, like, news.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we got some other teams that people care more about or whatever. But, yeah. You'll continue to see me talk about Xavier Simpson all year.
And, like, going back to how Xavier Simpson is sort of the reason this team is so much, like, I don't know, I think tougher is the way that Jordan Poole described it than past Michigan teams. There was a little scuffle on the court against Ohio State.
Some real nice drama.
Yeah, I loved it. I was like...
I kind of wanted to like rewatch it like many times over.
No, same. I like saw it happen and none of my roommates watched sports, but they were just like... kind of like looming around, I guess. And I was just like, hee-hee! And they're like, what happened? And I was like, there was like a little scuffle. And yeah, the things I say when I watch basketball make me sound like an idiot, which like I am. But this is the a little excerpt from Brendan Quinn's piece in The Athletic about it, which I thought was so funny. But he's a fantastic writer. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, this is great. Yeah, but, like,
I love his stuff.
There's one line in this in particular that I died at. So
Hannah sent this to me in an email.
Yeah. So. When I read articles on my computer, I like email them to Hartley because I don't have iMessage on my computer, but I'll just like copy and paste a paragraph. But so Simpson's disposition is the common core of Michigan basketball, which is true. And then when Wesson barked at Simpson, which like Wesson and Simpson is another thing we could talk about for years, but and Simpson barked back, all four Michigan players rushed into the fray looking for a scrap. One was John Teske, once a timid fawn, who is now shoving Wesson and waving for the crowd, whipping it into a frenzy. Who are these guys, you wonder?
Once a timid fawn.
I think that is so funny because a timid fawn is literally like how I would have described John Teske up until like 24 hours ago or whatever that game was.
Like a fawn is like 3 feet tall. So
a timid like giraffe.
I think, yeah, that's a more accurate representation. Once a timid baby giraffe.
But what is he now? Like, I feel like he was a timid, like, spaghetti noodle, and now he's, like, a nice, strong spaghetti noodle who's not afraid of a little scuffle.
I don't even know how to describe it. To keep up with the giraffe.
Okay.
Okay, I might be more Colin Castleton, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's real. I feel like Colin Castleton is, like... Like, I feel like once Camp Sanderson hits them, they're no longer, like, drafts. They're more, like, I don't, like, they have cooked noodles.
What?
Wait, no. They go from, like, raw noodle to cooked, I don't know. But I feel like Teske's a little bit bigger and, like, stronger now that they've had John Sanderson for a couple years, like, working on him. But Colin Castleton
is
still a spaghetti noodle.
Hannah sent me a stick figure and we were like, this is Colin. And it was the funniest thing ever. Sorry, Colin.
Sorry, Colin, but, like, best of luck, honestly.
Yeah. And we like your side bangs.
We're like roasting Colin Castleton right now. I actually do, but I just have to say, Colin Castleton, if you ever listen to this, I hope you do fantastic at Michigan. I'm really excited for you to start playing, but every time I see you on campus, which I don't think you see me, but I look at you and I wonder if we're both thinking about how we have the same side bangs. But like, yeah. I mean, I respect it. It's like Justin Bieber, who I'm a huge fan of.
Oh my god, this is long-winded.
Sorry. Anyway, yeah, so the Ohio State game was really fun to watch because I personally love beating Ohio State. What are your thoughts on that?
I really, truly do.
Yeah.
I have to get my fix of Ohio State losing to a Michigan team in any form possible because obviously football will never provide for me.
Because
in the current, mind. I don't.
Harley has a conspiracy theory.
I've gotten to the point where it's conspiracy theories because I'm sick and tired of being one of the best teams in the nation, having one of the like top tier defenses just fall apart and crumble and dissipate. Like we're Illinois or something. Just horrible. And I'm like, how?
Yeah, anyway, so anyways, the only thing
thank
that makes
you,
sense
Michigan
is,
basketball yeah. for providing me some sanity. And I'm glad that you guys didn't have to join the timeout chair with Michigan football.
I don't think Michigan basketball would have to do a lot for us to put them in timeout, though.
I think losing to Ohio State would put them in there for a little bit.
That's true.
Not
that's
for,
true.
Like, a permanent sentence like football is, but...
This podcast would have to turn into, like, a...
Yeah, I don't even know.
Like, probably, like...
Views from Yost. No, not even
from,
then.
Like, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where Duncan Robinson is currently playing in the D-League.
Or G-League. Views from the bench featuring the Los Angeles Lakers. hanging out with Mo.
But, like, going back to Michigan beating Ohio State.
Correct.
Michigan has won its last three games versus Michigan State and its last two games versus Ohio State in basketball. So... whenever someone tells you that Michigan has lost to Ohio State every year since, like, I was born, just hit them with that and see what they say. Another thing is that apparently, like, the student section was chanting F-word Ohio.
Oh, my God.
was Channing Evan, Ohio. Which, like, Harley's, like, facepalming right now, but, like, my mom's listening. Which, like, in my personal experience, they do that, like, every game, but maybe I'm just thinking of football. But apparently, they, like, someone was warned in the student section that Michigan could, like, get a technical foul if the student section kept chanting that, which I'm confused about. And I saw, like, a lot of people tweeting, like, oh my gosh, the student section is classless. They're, like, chanting F Ohio. But I'm literally so confused because don't they chant that, like, all the time?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I say it once a week.
Yeah. Like, at least at, like, football games, they chant it, like, every game. I'm so confused as to why this is, like, news.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess maybe – I don't even know. It was, like, super loud, obviously, because, like, even the announcers were like, oh, you can hear the F Ohio chants, but they didn't say that, but you know what I mean.
The real news is Michigan State chanting F Jim Harbaugh every single football game.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, if you want to talk about class, let's talk about the MSU fan base.
Or, like, OSU.
Oh, both of them.
Something I think that's funny, though, about every time Dan Dockage is, like, the commentator for Michigan games is that you go through, like, Michigan sports Twitter and no one's talking about the game. They're just talking about how annoying Dan Dockage is.
That's honestly why I was like, I don't like watching this game on my couch. Because I have to listen to, like, commentators the whole time. And then the horrible, like, angles you'll get sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm like, who is this videographer? Like, stop. I don't even know if videographer is the right word. But whoever is behind the camera, please just stop. You're, like, weird angles.
What was your favorite Dan Dockage line from the night?
How can I choose? Honestly, I don't know, like, which one, like, sticks out more vividly than him, like, subtly, like, adding in that his, like, son was, like, once on the team and now he's, like, hanging out once in the crowd with, like,
no, he's not
a
in the
sport
crowd.
Coat
he's
and a tie. He's
on the Ohio State bench.
No. You're right. If he's in the crowd, he probably get, like, egged or something.
No, but that's when he goes, my son tells me there are lines at Skeeps and Ricks tonight. And I'm like, first of all, what is Andrew Dockage doing going to Skeeps and Ricks before a game? Unless, like,
I mean, he probably still has, like, you know, contacts here, which I'm surprised that people are still talking to him.
But yeah, he was, like, really flexing, like, his son, which we're all like, oh, the snake.
He was also flexing that, like, Mo Wagner was texting him.
Yeah, because he, like, he said, he's like, Xavier Simpson has some very strong hands.
That
or
was
some, like,
so
weird thing like that. And then Mo, like,
the, like, graphic. It was, yeah, like, strong hands.
And apparently Mo was, like, looming over all of us, which, like, you
dude,
always.
He was, like, sitting on the bench. There was a Lakers game going on. At
wait,
time.
Actually?
Yes.
That's actually really funny.
So it was probably before, because, like, he posted something, I think, on Instagram, and then I was like, where did he go? Like, we just beat Ohio State. And then I looked down, and I was like, oh, the Lakers are currently playing a basketball game.
But, yeah, Dan goes, I just got a text from Mo Wagner. And you know that Mo, like, every time there's a Michigan game, he's apparently, like, on the Lakers bench, like, haha, go blue. Like,
you know that, yeah.
Yeah,
I would
so,
do that too, man.
No, yeah,
that's
for
what
sure.
DJ Wilson does too.
They all, like, loom over Michigan basketball, and I love it. I can, like, sense their presence as I'm watching the game, and, like, they're watching this game too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so apparently Mo texted Dan, and Dan kind of flexed.
He's like, by the way, I know. I thought it was, like, really funny, because can you imagine, like, if you're watching this game and you had, like, no idea about, like, Michigan as, like, the university and, like, the team, and you just hear, like, some, like, 50-year-old dude, like, flex, like, Skeeps and Ricks. Like, yeah. What is that? Like, you know? And yeah.
It's also funny that there were lines at Skeeps and Ricks. I was definitely, like, under 400 blankets in my room.
Oh, yeah. He had my heated blanket.
Like, I honestly wouldn't have known that if Dan hadn't told me. So that's how out
I'm
I am.
I'm also, like, not surprised.
Scene. Yeah.
I was, like, going through, like, my phone yesterday because I was a freshman when they canceled school last.
Harley's old.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
He's, like, as old as Duncan Robinson.
No, I'm not. He's older than me. I think DJ Wilson and I are the same age. Okay. Where was I going with that? Anyways, when they canceled class, like, this app called Yik Yak was a thing, which is basically like this like anonymous
grade
app where you could just like say the most random nonsense and people would either like it or dislike it. And like one of them was like talking about how like Candace Corner, which is like basically a place to get outbevs here on campus, like sold out of Smirnoff. And I was like, you see, that didn't stop people like, was that 4 years ago from like
times haven't changed that much.
Times have not changed. That has not stopped people. And I'm pretty sure the Skeeps and Ricks lines were like redonk during that time too. Like it doesn't matter. We're still going out. Even if it's like sub-zero shows.
But yeah, also like a quick TBT before we move on.
Yeah.
It's actually Thursday, so like actually TBT. Whoa. To last year when we played Ohio State, when Andrew Dockridge was playing for Ohio State, and literally every time he touched the ball, which like notably like was pretty often, the all of Chrysler just booed, and it was the funniest thing because as soon as he passed it, it just went back to complete silence. But every time he was like touching the ball, it was the loudest boo ever, and I was dying laughing.
I personally didn't go to the game, but I rewatched it on YouTube, and I can attest that it is so loud, like significantly, like you can hear them just booing. And I think it's like one of the funniest things in the whole world. If I ever need to like laugh or smile or something, I will watch the game.
One of those laugh or smile. You know?
It can be like down the dumps here, man. It's dark and cold.
I propose that next time we play Ohio State, we just boo like that the whole time.
I mean, he'll probably be like sitting there as the like grad assistant manager or whatever his new title is.
Yeah. Also, like, I feel like I just also have to confess that I, like, owe Andrew Dockridge, like, my life.
Whoa.
If you guys know me, you know that, like, writing is the only thing I do. Like, I've written for a bunch of campus publications, and the first ever article that I ever wrote was for a website called Her Campus, and I interviewed Andrew Dockridge, so... That was the first time I was ever published, and I have Andrew Dockridge to thank for that. But he's a snake now, so it's okay. We've each built careers for ourselves on our separate paths.
No. Legitimately, on Tuesday, I could not for the life of me, like, remember that Andrew Dockridge's first name was Andrew. I was like, what is his first name? Because I wanted to, like, talk about him to, like, my, like, friends and, like, just tweet about it. And then I was like, what on earth? Because I call him Doc, like, all the time. And... Or snake. But I could not, like, for the life of me, it's like, what? Because I couldn't just say, like, Dockage, because, like, that could be his, like, dad, you know? So I was like, what? What is his name? And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's just Andrew. Okay.
He, like, honestly, like, if anyone's an Andrew, he is.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you want to go into our superlatives for the week?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so... I'll do this one because you, like, never mind. Okay, so our weekly vibe to the vibes vibe.
Just, like, be thinking about that, you know, okay?
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay, sorry. anyway, our vibe to the vibes award goes to none other than Xavier Simpson.
Of course,
like, for obvious reasons that have already been stated.
Yeah, personally, number one in my heart. Okay. Number three out on the court.
Remember when I said about Duncan? One night Harley goes,
please don't at me.
One night this girl I know was like, Duncan Robinson is sixth man off the bench, first in my Insta suggested searches. Anyway, our next superlative, go ahead.
I can't. We'll never outgrow being a college boy, Andrew Dockage.
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't see any pictures of him at Skeeps and Ricks like Tuesday
probably
night.
Probably is.
Yeah,
like,
but
like his tag maybe.
No, that's stuff. What I was about to say. I just realized like there probably aren't that many students left who like remember him enough to take a picture with him when he goes out.
They like flexed him like once like during the game. Like here he is in the crowd. His dad was just unabashedly talking about it. Can I do this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Most likely to show up to class thinking your friends will be there, but you didn't get the memo to skip. John Teske.
From an anonymous source. hopping and bopping on the bench.
What does that mean?
Like exactly what it sounds like. If you ever watch the bench during a Michigan basketball game, and like every time Michigan scores, look at Brandon Johns, and he's just like jumping up and down, and it's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
What number is Brandon Johns Jr., if I don't know?
I don't know.
I think he's 23. So look for number 23.
Okay. He's or just really, like really whichever tall one is yeah. jumping up and down.
He's the tall one without the side bangs.
A lot of tall ones on this team, but like, on the bench, yeah. That's true because the other tall one, John Teske,
is usually vibing the floor.
And if he's not vibing the floor, then hopefully probably, that means Brandon Johnson Jr. is vibing out the there. Floor.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so Frosh of the Week. It's probably Iggy, right?
Yeah.
I don't really think many of them vibed. I mean, shout out to all the Frosh because I'm pretty sure all of you guys had playing time against Ohio. So that's pretty dope.
And know? It's like exciting because I feel like big rivalry, all of them have you know? Like so much potential and it's like exciting to see them all vibe. I don't know. I
That's
like
true. Whenever they're out on the floor for like the last like minute and 20 seconds or whatever it is, usually I'm like, please like, get a bucket. Great, please. Like, one of you just take the shot. And, but you know, it's usually just like David G. Julius, like, just vibing until like its clock runs out. But yeah, so shout out to all y'all for making an appearance.
So player of the week.
I couldn't decide, honestly.
Oh, maybe because we can do a player of the week for Indiana and a player of the week for OSU because it was basically 2 weeks because we so had a weekend.
Player of the game.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because I was like really torn between like Charles Matthews.
Why
and
did you call
Xavier
him Chuck Thomas?
Okay, so the worst thing in the whole wide world is I never know how to refer to Charles Matthews besides being like Charles Matthews. Like, what do people real. Call him? Like when he's like walking around, I don't actually know. Like, do they call him Charles because he doesn't look like a Charles? But so
he
one
looks
game
like a Charles
was
Matthews.
That, what game did I go to?
It was the Purdue game.
No, because you were with me.
The Purdue game.
Were you there?
Yes, we were with Jeff.
Yeah, but did you hear the dude the whole time?
No, you're right. It was a game that you were without me. Anyway, it doesn't
okay, so it was like, I can't remember which game it was, but I was just like hanging there by myself because like Hannah had some like personal things to attend to at her house. And you remember that?
Okay. Yeah.
So this guy like next to me just kept calling it Charles Matthews Chuck the whole time. They were like, nice shot, Chuck. Come on, Chuck.
Way to be Chuck.
We need you, Chuck. And I'm like, what the heck, man? He's not a Chuck.
Maybe he is, though. I don't
think,
know.
I cannot for the life of me see any of them calling him Chuck. And if they do, I'm baffled.
I think they call him C-Mat. That's what I usually see on, like, that comments is, and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm cool enough to do that.
I don't think I could call him C-Mat. I don't think we're at that level.
What if I called you H-John?
Well, I call you Harshi. It's kind of like the same thing.
That's true.
So maybe you and, like, Charles maybe should hang
we
out.
We can go have, like, a convention. Like, hey, we both, like, sometimes go by our first initial and, like, our last name.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so, but, yeah, his defense in particular.
I was really impressed with his performance.
It was really good.
Defensively.
Against Indiana specifically.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, he deserves, like, some honors, you know?
Yeah. And then,
of course, my guy. Xavier Simpson was in the running as well, so I'll give him that as well for Ohio. Thank you for all that you do.
Okay, moving on to our fail
list.
Wait.
Can I make a Xavier Simpson fan club? Is it just me?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
You can make a Xavier. I'll join it. Why not?
Cool.
Up next, we have our fail list for the week, where we're going to say the things that we and others failed at throughout the week. Do you want to go first?
Okay, so first up is myself. I was walking into Mason Hall, and I had my, like, Starbucks coffee in my hand, and I was just, like, walking, minding my own business, and I open the door.
As one does.
And there's, like, three people coming out, and I'm, like, you know, just normal standard, and I was, like, walking in, I eat it on some ice.
Inside Mason Hall?
Inside the door. So I was, like, already in the building, people were coming out, I go, like, falling sideways. Like, I did not drop my coffee, though. Not at all.
And this is why I say I would really like you to play for the Michigan football team.
Yeah, I held on for dear life to that tall Americano, and I could probably hold on to a football for dear life as well.
Jim Harbaugh, if you're listening, if you need some receivers or running backs or whatever you might need, anyone who holds the football. Really.
Maybe, like, the holder. I don't know. But yeah, it was mega fail in my eyes because I had that, like, confidence of, like, you know, just walking in the building to, like, get my education and just eat it like a buffoon.
I feel like if I fell, it, like, wouldn't even be news to me. I think I kind of do that.
I'm surprised, like, it wasn't, like, more, like, painful, but somehow made it out alive, but it was still like a mega fail because everyone witnessed this and they had that look in their eyes of like, I don't know what to do or to say in this moment to make it like better. And I'm like, just don't say anything. It's fine. I'm okay.
I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you. It was scary. I was like, I just bought this.
I love that Americano's okay, more importantly. That's
what I was thinking the whole time.
As if you don't... Never mind. Okay, so next on the list is... I feel like we've been roasting him like a lot today. But next on our fail list is none other than Andrew Dockage. Just because, like... If you, like, go to Michigan, then you transfer to Ohio State, I don't care who you are. You're on the fail list. That's just not – it's not cool. You don't do that.
You don't know the whole story. Like, this dude, like, they gave him, like, a scholarship, like, his last year here. Like, made this whole, like, big ordeal. And then home slice transfers to Ohio State.
But Beeline unforgivable. Still says he loves him. He's like, I have a smile on my face.
I'm pretty sure Beeline just has to say this. So I'm going to say what he's thinking. Come on, man.
Next on the fail list.
This is definitely the polar vortex.
What a fail, honestly.
But honestly, it's going to keep me from failing my classes. So thank
True.
You.
I've been like doing readings like nonstop.
Yeah, listening to lectures is probably what I'm going to go do as soon as we're done vibing this.
Yeah.
Because...
But honestly, also on the fail list is all the classes that like got exams moved because of the polar vortex. Because I'm like, this is way too early to have an exam. Like, do you have exams coming up?
I was supposed to have one on Monday, so but it got moved back a week.
I was like, maybe tell your professor that it's too soon in the semester to have an exam, but whatever.
This is Michigan, man. I'm just surprised that they didn't try to have one last week. Here's your first midterm or whatever nonsense.
Next on our
right.
Fail.
Yeah, what's on the fail list now?
So, in addition to, like, you know, being a good student, yesterday I spent a lot of my day, my snow day, watching, like, G League games, specifically watching, like, Duncan Robinson spend his time as a skyrocket. I was watching, like, highlight reels of the Sioux Falls Skyforce, and yeah, I saw... Like,
we know they're not called the Skyrockets. That was just my blunder in trying to remember what on earth this G League... team's name was.
Okay, I love the G League, honestly. Why? Especially because the Bucks G League team is called the Herd. Their logo is just like three of the Bucks logo, which apparently constitutes a herd.
It does. It's more than one. But then why don't the Bucks have more than one?
It's plural. Anyway, so my fail is that it's like in the process of becoming a success, but I tried to start like, so I saw an advertisement for Fantasy G League, which is like basically just what it sounds like. It's Fantasy G League. And so I created a team and my team is called Hands Bananas. And I'm really excited, even though it's like week 14 of Fantasy G League, because I just really think I have a lot of potential because I probably watch the few highlight videos I watched yesterday are probably more G League than anyone else has watched, but you can include, anyone on your roster. Well, like, they have some G League players, some two-way players, and then some, like, I think, like, rookie NBA players. But yeah. The reason this is a fail is because I didn't add anyone to my team or, like, my roster because I couldn't figure out how. Because for some reason, I couldn't add Mo. I couldn't add DJ. I couldn't add Duncan. Like, there were no Michigan alums that they would let me add. They were all there, but they, like, wouldn't let me click on them. So this is sort of a plug. If you would like to join my Fantasy G League, just go ahead and DM me. And then, like, teach me how to, like, select the players, and then we'll be ready to roll. So just let me know.
Would you, like, not be able to add them because you're 14 weeks late? Or, like, you know?
I don't know. I've never played, like, I've never played fantasy football.
I guess you could, like, trade, but also there's no one else with you.
Yeah, there's no one else in my league, so, like, you would think all the players would be available to me. I don't really know how fantasy sports work, though.
I think it's probably because you missed the, like, draft deadline. Probably. So that's on you. It's probably prepping you for next year, TBH. So if you want to vibe a G League fantasy team next year, we could do that.
This is a rebuilding year. Or, like, a building from scratch year. next on our fail list is Justin Bieber's clothing line, because I just had to give a shout-out to our boy, JB, who... Long story short is like the reason I'm a never mind. He's taught me how to be a fangirl and is the reason that I so obsessively follow Michigan sports. But he recently dropped a clothing line where everything is beige, and it's a fail because we didn't know where else to put it in the podcast. But, Justin, if you want to sponsor this podcast and like send us beige, like I promise you, we will rock it. Like every day, I'll wear it to class.
Like skyrocket,
and also maybe send it to our skyrockets, like specifically Duncan. All right, up next, we're going to preview our next Michigan basketball game.
Yes, so we're playing Iowa tomorrow.
Friday.
Which is tomorrow.
Yes.
So if you're kind of screwed up from having the two snow days and you forget what day it is, tomorrow's Friday, and Michigan basketball.
Unless you're listening to this on another day, in which case, check your own calendar.
So if you're listening to this tomorrow, it's happy Friday, everybody. Anyways, time is an interesting construct. So Iowa is hosting Michigan on Friday, February 1st at 7 p.m. If you want to watch it, it's on Fox Sports 1. I had to just reaffirm the date and the time.
I was really enthusiastic.
I'm kind of overwhelmed. I'm glad we all know. Okay, so Iowa's on a 2-game losing streak currently. They lost to number 6 Michigan State, and then they lost to an unranked Minnesota, which I kind of want to give props to Minnesota because they're like putting in some like hardcore
effort.
I hated that. So Iowa's 11-2 at home, and Michigan is currently 4-1 on the road. So as any other Big Ten road game, it's going to be pretty interesting. I think mostly because ESPN Predictor had Michigan at like a 59% win chance. So it's definitely going to be probably like one of those like back and forth kind of deals.
Hopefully not.
I think our defense is pretty solid, especially because Hannah was like, Iowa's defense is like corn. It's pretty like.
I'm pretty sure you said that.
No.
Anyway,
Iowa's defense is not as solid.
Corn.
It's probably like
everything in
frozen
Iowa's
corn. Honestly, yeah.
Honestly, yeah. And we're out here like popcorn.
I don't think we're popcorn. I think we're pretty frozen too.
No, we're like canned corn, like inside in a warm
pantry.
Yeah,
we're pretty like warm in a can, I guess. Whatever this means, I don't even know. Should we move on?
Iowa is one of those games where it's like it kind of sucks that it
hit or miss.
Because it's like a Big Ten road game, so it's like it's gonna be a difficult game. You can't write it off, but it's also one of those games where like if we lose, everyone's gonna be like, what happened to Michigan basketball? Because like we shouldn't lose it, but like we still might. Like you just don't know. You can't write it off.
Yeah. And also like to give Iowa credit, not to just rag on them for being like corn lovers. They were like in the AP top 25 for like a few weeks there, so you know they're like have like some like decent like
they're
program going on
better
right now,
than most
so.
Of the teams we've played. Well, yeah, probably.
Big Ten's good. We like to play basketball, so we're gonna give them credit and hopefully win. So shout out to our basketball team. Hopefully you get the dub.
Go Blue. Well, so up next we have you go to Michigan when. So this is for all of you who want to know what it's like to go to Michigan, I guess.
I think for like the most part, like how this was like inspired from, if you were watching and you don't like watch Michigan or like know about the university at all, like Dan Dockage was just like dropping like references that you like kind of wouldn't get unless you like went here.
This is so if you ever hang out with Dan Dockage, you can have like
or Andrew Dockage.
Yeah,
for that
like
matter.
Anyone in the Dockage family. Well, like Dan Dockage didn't go to Michigan, but anyway.
Yeah, but his son did. He had to name drop him a few times.
So yeah, if you ever find yourself like having dinner with the Dockage family and you don't know what to talk about, number one on the list, Skeeps and Rick's. Those are two local bars.
Yes, very popular amongst the student body here. Very well
attended,
loved and been attended. Like even like the alums and stuff. Like my uncle will be like, I remember Skeeps and Rick's when I was there.
Yeah, always is like, you still have scorekeepers.
Yeah. Like, so it's like it's near and dear to all of our hearts and we love them very much. So they were definitely probably packed on Tuesday because there was no school on the next day.
Yes.
It was on Tuesday was probably the warmer day of yesterday.
Tuesday was not warm.
It wasn't warm, but it was like warmer than yesterday.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And like, yeah, you know. anyways, that's where like a lot of fun times happen. So you, what is this? Okay, so I've been seeing this a lot around like Instagram and like Twitter and stuff, mm-hmm. but and kind of like Facebook too.
Wow.
Like all the really vibes everywhere. Are like vibing this. So like multiple people are like going outside, like obviously like thick in some layers, and they're like taking hot brewed coffee and like chucking it into the air, and it like freezes upon impact and turns into like crystallized coffee snow. And I'm like, this is the most Michigan thing I've ever seen in my life. I didn't go outside at all, basically. And I was like, why would I want to do this for, like, the gram? But, like, people did. And I was like, I kind of want to try it for, like, science purposes. But, like,
as a move sci major, I think you might have
that has
to.
Nothing to do with anything.
Like, science and, like,
it just says science in the name. Yeah, I can, like, analyze the angular trajectory of the elbow as they throw coffee into the sky. Shout out to biomechanics.
I also saw people doing this for the gram, and I was unimpressed. Sorry.
I mean, it was, like, cool because you're like, whoa. And then, like, everyone did it, and you're like, yeah, I get it. Anyways, so
listen, yeah, go ahead.
No, yeah. Oh, name drop it.
Oh, thank you.
What?
Okay, so our next segment is called Overheard at UMich. So this is to give you an inside look at what it's really like to be a student at the school that all these wonderful people attend. Yeah. There's a Facebook group called Overheard at UMich where you can basically vibe in like anything that you overhear at UMich. So
or like oversee. People do that oversee. A lot too.
Yeah. So this first one, did I put this here? I must have.
I don't know. Somebody put it.
Okay. Well, the other day I was leaving Weiser, which is a school building, and I was just like, I was just vibing along, walking, and this chick is literally skiing to class. And this is like Monday, so it wasn't the snowiest day we had. There were maybe like 4 inches of snow, but
no, granted, Monday snowed a lot.
It was snowing all day, but this was the morning, so there was like not that much snow on the ground compared to like the week before. But it was icy, and we were under this, you know, the tunnel when you're going from the Diag to Weiser, where we like saw each other that one time.
Mm-hmm. It's like physics.
It's not the engine arch, but it's like one of
the it's like the physics building, I think.
Okay, yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
This girl was literally skiing. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, she was literally, and she like had her backpack on. Like, she was clearly just going to class, and I don't know like what her intentions were, because I would think it would just be easier to walk. It was a little bit icy, but anyway, yeah, she was literally skiing to class.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Okay, so this was like in the like page, so like we just like took like screen caps of like the different posts that we thought were funny, and this one has nothing to do with like Michigan or like Michigan sports, but I saw it and I was like, this is Hannah, and I laughed. Okay, so someone overheard this girl in the Ugly, which is the undergraduate library for people who aren't in the know. It says, I have a boyfriend in every single one of my classes except psych. And every conversation I have with Hannah is like, yeah, there's this guy in like my economics class and I'm gonna like marry him. And I was like, okay, cool.
Okay, context. He wasn't like that cute or anything. Sorry, if you're listening.
You like, just like shared the same row.
No, it wasn't even that. He was just in two of my classes. So I was like.
And then you shared the row with him.
Oh yeah, yeah. I made a plan that every day I was gonna sit one seat closer to him until like finally I was like, aren't you also in like this other class? But like that didn't really pan out. Like, I think he dropped the class or I just forgot about him.
Very nice.
Anyway, someone asked me if I had a boyfriend at one point and I was like, well no, but there's this guy who's in two of my classes.
So yeah, that's how Hannah like talks about school.
The next one, well, let's skip this one.
Okay, we'll just go back to it.
Well, we already discussed that.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We'll do this one.
Okay, you can read that one.
Do you want to, like, go back and forth because it's two people?
Okay, so we're going to, like, act this out.
Okay, yeah. you won't see it, but, like, we're going to act it out.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to be?
I'll be, like, the second one.
So
you can the second, cool, yeah.
Oh, because I'm wearing a hat.
Yeah, okay. Harley's wearing a hat, just so you know.
Yeah. So here's some context. My ears are so cold, bro.
Well, why don't you wear a hat?
Because then people can't see my AirPods.
Yeah, bruh. Okay,
there's not a third line.
I got you in character. But that's pretty accurate to, like, the entire fraternity population of the University of Michigan.
And the, like, way that AirPods are, like, taking over, like, meme culture and just, like, media culture in general. There should be a whole class on, like, the influence of, like, AirPods and how it's, like,
I feel like
want to see an affluence of wealth? I have AirPods.
It's funny because, like, compared to, like, Beats, which people used to wear all the time, yeah, AirPods are so much cheaper. Like,
out of, like, style or whatever? I'm like, are they? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still vibing around with my, like,
I sometimes see Shea Patterson wearing Beats.
You've never seen Shea Patterson.
Yes, I did. I saw. Never mind. Remember?
No.
Okay. Anyway.
Do you want to give some, like, context for this?
Okay. So, yeah. So, there are these buses that all the losers – I'm just kidding.
Losers.
These buses that you have to ride if you live on North Campus called the Bursley Bates bus. And there's this rumor that if a Bursley Bates bus hits you, it pays your tuition. And
– any, like
– well, yeah, the bus doesn't pay your tuition, but, like, your tuition will be paid for.
If you get hit by any Michigan bus.
Right. Any blue bus.
Your tuition is paid for if you survive.
Yes. If you don't survive, I don't think you can attend the university at all.
Whoa. That is so dark and morbid.
So,
oh, my God.
On Monday, it was really, really icy. So, a blue bus slid.
And it snowed, like, all day.
Yes. This was the day that the young woman was skiing to class.
Yes.
In a blue bus, specifically a Bursley Bates bus, slid off the road and hit a tree. And so, overheard on North Campus in regards to the Bursley Bates bus crash, the tree's getting free tuition. All right, now into national basketball news.
Okay, so, oh man, what day, was that Monday? I think it was Monday.
Yes.
Yes.
No, yeah, no. Maybe. Who knows?
Or Sunday.
Who knows? Time's a social construct. Anyway.
Yes, I've already said that. Whoa.
Okay.
Okay, whatever day it was magical because Purdue freaking beat MSU at Purdue. And yes. Purdue was unranked. MSU was six.
MSU was, like, up there with us. Like, it was kind of, like, a debate over who should be ranked higher, sort of.
Michigan.
Yes.
End of debate. Anywho, Purdue won by 10 points. It was so nice to see. I had such a great time watching it.
Shout out Spike, Daddy. Yeah, Spike Daddy.
Spike Albright. Yeah, I don't know. I respect Purdue a lot as a, like, program for, like, basketball. And obviously, like, they got the dub against, like, MSU, and I don't like MSU. And they also got the, like, dub in football against Ohio. So, like, shout out to them this year. They're, like, doing all the stuff I wish we could.
Shout out to the Boilermakers.
Yeah. Boiler up, baby. Boiler up.
The Boilermaker was, like, a pan that you boiled water.
Anyway.
Anyway, I still don't know what a Boilermaker is.
Train.
You can go through the rest of national basketball news because I mostly just watch Michigan.
Okay, cool. I didn't watch it, but Kansas lost to an unranked Texas team, which was, like, you know, how we feel about Kansas and stuff.
Remember Trey Burke?
Yeah, that's remember basically
when I tried, I messaged Trey Burke on LinkedIn and he didn't respond.
It's okay. Kentucky is also, like, on the rise currently. I think they're, like, 7 or 8. No, I think maybe 8. But, yeah, they're, like, a program that's kind of, like, notorious for their men's basketball team. But, like, they've been kind of, like, flying, like, under the radar, at least for me personally, for, like, the last 2 years. But, obviously, mm-hmm. they're still a presence. But they're also more, I think, newsworthy now. So, yeah, they're, like, vibing again, but I still, like, don't like them. So, I think it was definitely Sunday, because I, like, asked my brother, I was like, should I watch the Villanova Seton Hall game? And he was like, no. So, I, like, didn't, but.
Very nice.
That was, like, right after the Purdue game. Where is Villanova now? 13, I think. So, still, like, hanging around, and I didn't watch it. So, oh, yeah, the big news was, like, UVA cutting into the Michigan game because they were going into overtime against NC State. I think NC State right now is, like, 23. I could be wrong, but they're somewhere around that. And UVA won by a point. I think it was 66-65. And I I know I, like, hail from, like, Virginia, but...
True, you really do.
I was kind of... Not, like, wanting... I don't know. It was, like, selfish because I was, like, I love UVA. But also, I was, like, if they lose, can Michigan please move back up? Like, but they pulled out the win, and I'm, like, super happy about that. Obviously, for, like, my UVA friends. Because that was probably, like, really scary, and I would not want to watch that personally.
Mm-mm.
I think it was at NC State, too. So, yeah, ACC still out there giving everyone a run for their money. So the AP Top 25 was released 3 days ago. This top six are still the same. And the Big Ten has five teams in, with Wisconsin and Purdue joining the ranks. So when I saw, like, Wisconsin, I, like, made me feel better, you know, because, like, we lost to them.
Yeah.
So, like, having them, like, in there.
On Wisconsin.
Yeah, on Wisconsin. So, yeah, that's all I got from paying attention to national basketball news.
Good. I feel caught up now.
Okay, cool.
Up next, we're just going to quickly, like, super, super quickly, because, like, who cares, talk about the Super Bowl, which
on God,
is
yes.
looming on Sunday.
Sunday.
So, basically.
Funny story.
Yes.
Okay, so, like, my uncle's, like, trying to get, like, the furnace fixed, and so he's, like, calling this dude, and he's, like, well, what about Sunday? And the, like, guy was, like, dude, it's Super Bowl Sunday, and I'm, like, that's a mood. I can't do anything all day.
We're, like puppy bowls.
True, but also, like, I reserve the Super Bowl, like, Sunday for, like, a holiday. I don't do anything all day.
That's
okay,
true.
Okay, now you can, like, vibe. Sorry.
I'm
just, like, no, to tell you this
that's
story.
That's a beautiful story. So the Patriots are in the Super Bowl again.
Ooh.
I have mixed feelings because, like, so, like, I'm from Michigan, so I didn't grow up watching a lot of NFL just because, like, I mean, what am I going to do? I live 45 minutes from Detroit. I'm not going to, like, watch the Lions every Sunday. Would you?
Nah. But I, like, grew up as, like, a hybrid Steelers
Browns
fan.
You grew up as a Browns fan. So. That's true. Hybrid, I mean, more power to you. But, I would always, like, not really, I don't know, we didn't watch a lot of NFL in my household, but my mom would always be like, but Tom Brady played for Michigan, so we root for him, which is, like,
no.
Kind of, like, my attitude, but I'm also, like, not a big enough fan not to be annoyed with Tom Brady. Also, like, his voice, like, he just kind of freaks me out sometimes when I see, like, videos of him from, like, the, like, Super Bowl media day that they had.
That was horrible. I could not, like, stomach watching any of it.
This one video that, like, no one was talking about, like, for some reason it made me really, like, laugh so hard. He was like, my biggest role model is probably my dad. So, yeah. My dad. And I watched, like, at least 500
times. He was, like, about
times.
To, like, cry.
I know. I, like,
he's, like,
Googled it to make sure everything's okay before I talked about it.
My dad. He, like, got all, like, choked up. I was, like, yeah, Hannah sent it to me. And I was, like, this is the most cringeworthy thing I've ever seen. Until, you know, your next, like, point you made here.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I could not look at any of the, like, coverage for the Super Bowl press.
The we're still here chanting.
Oh.
Like, oh, yeah, we're still here from last year.
Yes,
you're also in the
chanting,
Super Bowl.
We're still here, and it was just, like, him amongst, like, a sea of people, and, like, I was like, no one will
but people were cheering along with
like,
him.
Where I couldn't hear anyone.
Yes.
I was like, here's, like, a 41-year-old man, like, we're still here, we're still here, and I was like, I'm turning this off. I can't stand Tom Brady, and I can't stand the Patriots, and I don't care that he came from Michigan because he didn't do a whole lot while he was here, and they treat him like a god, and I hate
it is
him.
So funny how, like, the Michigan football, like, Instagram and everything is just, like, Tom Brady, because, like, what else are they gonna put?
Honestly, though, obviously, because like I mentioned before, I grew up a Steelers and a Browns fan. I can't really say anything coming from, like, Cleveland perspective because they haven't done anything since I was, like, born. And, I mean, they had a winning season, I guess, this year, whatever. But, like, it being, like, a person that watched, like, AFC football, like, exclusively, like, we hate the Patriots in my household. And that's how I grew up. And that's probably how I'll spend the rest of my days, honestly. I cannot stand them.
Have fun.
I cannot stand Tom Brady either.
Remember when I decided to become a Patriots fan?
Yes, and then they lost to, like, the Lions, which is so ironic.
It was literally the day after. I was like, you know what? it was like right after Michigan lost to Notre Dame. I was like, I'm gonna start following the NFL now. Oof. And my friend goes, oh, Lions. And I was like, nah, Patriots fan. And then the next day, the Lions beat the Patriots. But yeah, so
Tom Brady is so overrated and I can't stand him.
Did you know that Tom Brady went to Michigan? Okay.
Unfortunately.
I think we're gonna really, really quickly go into Michigan football vibes and then we'll be outie. So Michigan football is still
my surprise though.
Yeah.
I need to find it. Okay. So you just vibe.
Okay, so just a quick analysis. Michigan football is still in timeout. We still don't care about them, still hurts too much to think about them.
Honestly though, yeah.
I did, however, see a tweet today that Michigan got the best kicker in the state of Michigan, who happens to be an alum of Dexter High School. Go Dreads. That's my alma mater. Carl Kurska, if you're listening, do you want to be on the podcast? Also, like, I'm pretty sure you played soccer with my brother, and I'm, like, this is really awkward. Anyway, I'm pretty sure our families are, like, friends, but,
the vibe is gone, but I still remember what it said.
So the Pro Bowl and the Senior Bowl were last week, and we don't have a lot to say about that because, they both sound really boring and neither of us watched. Apparently, Winovich is still injured, so he wasn't able to play, and then Karan vibed 18 yards for 5 carries, which is, 3.5 yards per carry, which is, not bad, but it was only 5 carries. And then he's ranked 8th among running backs for the NFL draft, so he could go in, this says he could go in the second or lower round selection. He could go in. It will make him a second or lower round selection.
Cool, cool.
Harley asked her brother if she should watch the Pro Bowl, and she said no, so she didn't. Yeah. Sounds like Harley's brother has a lot of say over her decisions.
That was, again, right after the Purdue-MSU game, and I was like, should I watch the Pro Bowl? And he's like, no. Okay. Should I watch Villanova Seton Hall? And he was like, no, watch the Pro Bowl. So I was like,
so you did watch the Pro Bowl.
I watched part of the Pro Bowl. It was so boring. It was like,
sounds boring.
It was raining. The AFC was up when I was watching. It was 17-0. The NFC was doing nothing. And I was like, I have no dog in this fight, you know? I have players from the teams I watched growing up representing in the AFC, but it was so boring and it was so rainy. I felt so bad. A lot of players were vibing around with hoodies under their jerseys and pads. It was it's probably so cold and all there's 10 people there all covered in ponchos and rain.
Yeah, that sounds lame.
It was, I didn't have fun watching it. But yeah, okay, so it's gone now, but my brother, he was really influential this,
Yeah.
So he sent me this post on Instagram, and it was a screenshot of the Michigan-Ohio football game and the Michigan-Ohio basketball game, and it said something along the lines of, when Michigan's basketball's defense holds Ohio to a lower point than their football team did. And I was like, this is too real. And then it's pay F.
Honestly,
F for respect or whatever it was. And we both were F. But that's so true.
We're very pious for the whole basketball team.
They hold their Ohio to lower points
football. Okay, but that also goes back to that Michigan football intentionally tanked for reasons unfathomable to us.
We don't know if that's true or not, but that is my conspiracy.
Anyway,
if you want to know more about that, we got a plug for you.
So, our very last thing we're going to say is that we saw during the past few basketball games that there's been, this John Teske fan club.
Hashtag JTFC.
And we were like, why does John Teske get one and not us? So, if you want to join the Hannah Harley fan club, hashtag HHFC, DM us. So, we're starting a fan club for ourselves. Right now, it's just us.
And probably, our moms.
Yeah, no, my mom's, definitely in the fan club. Shout out
to mom.
Okay, so thank you so much for listening. Yeah. Hopefully we have had some fun this week. I know I did. My hot chocolate's cold now, so
let's go watch the Michigan game tomorrow.
Yes. Our podcasts are available under Maize and Brew Podcast on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, directly on Maize and Brew. So don't forget to subscribe, rate, spread the word, as always. And don't forget to follow us on Insta and Twitter. My Insta is hannah.harshe, and Harshe is H-A-R-S-H-E. And then my Twitter is hannah_H27 or 227.
Yeah, and I'm the same on both Instagram and Twitter, at Harley_JohnsonX. We also have a Twitter for our podcast, if you want to hit that up too.
For the potty.
To see, like, when we're posting and stuff. And it's, I believe, at Views.
Views from pod.
Yes.
Like Views from Pod. Well, yeah, that's exactly
what that's basically
it. All right. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you soon.
Yeah, stay warm. Go blue.
Dude, that was so